But new technology now exists that could make living in coastal regions far safer in the future. Pensacola, Florida. Home to one of the world's first hurricane-resistant houses. This unusual building was created for Mark Sigler, who's lived through 9 major hurricanes.
I've been here 15 years. Literally every home on the front row has been replaced because of hurricanes. There's not one original structure left from 15 years ago.
The dome home can withstand 150 mile per hour winds, partly because of its unusual curved structure, designed to deflect wind and storm surge around the house, minimizing impact. But as well as its ingenious dome design, the house is also incredibly tough.
You notice the massive thickness of these walls. Okay, 18 inches or so. You can beat on these walls with a baseball bat, wouldn't do very little damage to them. And that's basically what a hurricane does, is go around and beat on your house like a baseball bat.
But the dome home would face its ultimate challenge in 2004, when a Category 3 storm, Hurricane Ivan, slammed directly into the neighborhood. For 12 hours, Mark sheltered from the 130 mile per hour winds in his hurricane house.
The things that we saw completely amazed us. The concrete slabs that were people's driveways were spinning through the surf like the lid of a styrofoam cooler.
By the time Ivan had done its work, the dome home was one of the few houses on the block left standing. Time and time again, hurricanes flatten entire communities, but the dome home proves it doesn't have to be this way.
A storm of the magnitude of Ivan will disrupt the community for 8 to 10 years. Katrina, they figure it'll take 25 years to get back where they were before. So the need for strengthening building codes and homes is of dire importance with the amount of storms that we're having in the United States.